fam, and welcome to the 16th episode of Boomer's Fan, Season 2, Episode 6. And in this episode, we are talking about a subject that is quite widely probably spoken about, which is climate change, and the issues with climate change, how to solve climate change, and people who do try to solve climate change. And in this episode, I've got Honor. Honor, how are you doing, and how does it feel to be on Boomer's Fan podcast today?
It feels good to be on your podcast. I think so. I am. It's just nice.
I tell you, very, very excited.
So, yeah.
Quick question. Do you know who Greta Thunberg is?
Yeah, obviously.
Who's Greta Thunberg, for those who don't know?
Greta Thunberg is, what's it called again? I forgot. It's a climate change thingy. Forgot what you say, how you say it. But, like, yeah, she's fighting for climate change and for animal rights because she feels like this world is just, like, she thinks about our next generation, and she's just warning us now because she thinks that, well, she doesn't think, she knows that in, like, 2050 or something like that, the world is, like, gonna get worse and all that. She doesn't want our next generation to go through what we go right now. So she's a climate change leader, I think.
Yeah, she's like a climate change activist, a vegan, and stuff like that. So, do you think Greta Thunberg is making a difference?
Yeah, I think so. Because, well, no, I know. Because, yeah, because it's almost so young to be having that type of ambition or something so big and trying to fight against people that are really important. Yeah, I think that it's working out. But, like, not a lot of people take her seriously because they feel like she's too young to be what she's doing, but, like, yeah, I feel like she's gonna make a change in the future, and she is making a change right now.
Yeah, because, like, usually someone at this age wouldn't really be focusing on something like that, and of course, because she's young, people were like, oh, stay in school, you don't know much.
But I personally know that if I was her, I wouldn't be able to do what she's doing, I wouldn't be able to go what she's going through, because she had to go through a lot to go where she is now. And it's not easy to leave that type of lifestyle, and it's not easy to go through the hate, because at a young age, you know, you feel like you're part of, you feel left out. So,
especially as, you know, and she's even vegan too.
Yeah.
And of course, imagine how her parents feel that she's receiving so much hate and stuff.
Yeah, because I read that Greta Thunberg, right, at the beginning, she studied that in school, like, she studied about the animals and what they go through. And the parents, she came home and told her parents that she wanted to be vegan, but, like, her parents didn't take her seriously. So she stopped eating for a while, and then she had anorexia, something like that. So, like, I feel like the fight she was with a lot, like, could never be me.
She put so much risk into it. Like, she even went on this, like, boat or something like that that uses oil, and she had an interview in, like, America, and she wasn't there. So she was, like, on a boat for, like, 2 weeks because she's not using a plane.
Yeah, or she doesn't like the affects climate change.
Yeah. So what are your opinions on climate change?
My opinion on climate change is, okay, let's start with food, right? With being vegan and all that stuff. Me, I can't force no one to be vegan because I'm not vegan myself, but, like, I might start to stop, like, no wasting stuff, start recycling stuff, and when you eat, but don't throw the food away, and don't buy stuff you know you're not gonna eat. And yeah, just, if you're vegan, just fight for it. Like, go ahead, don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed of what you do. Don't be embarrassed of your beliefs. Stand up to it. Have a voice. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah. It's just vegan. Being vegan in this world is not easy because people don't take you seriously. They make memes about you. They laugh at you on the internet. Like, you know, Greta Thunberg, they used to make memes about her, make fun of her, saying that she should go back to school, that she shouldn't be focusing on all this other stuff and all that. So, yeah.
What is your opinion on veganism?
I feel like it's good to be vegan, but don't force it on other people.
Yeah.
Like, if you're vegan, that's good for you.
Cough, cough, vegan.
Don't be going around telling other people, like, oh yeah, be vegan, it's not bad, it's not good, imagine it's vegan. And don't be comparing being vegan to, like, being racist or being homophobic and all that stuff. Like, just don't, because it's not, how should I say, like, not a lot of people die because of being vegan, because it's good, but at the same time, it's not good, because you need, like, protein to eat, you need protein to survive and all that, like, fish and all that, so you not eating it's gonna make you ill.
And generally, like, the blame is generally really not crushed down people mentally, and, like, of course, as you said, do not, because you can't really shame someone for eating meat. But of course, it's by the end of the day, it's what they choose to eat. So even if someone chooses to eat meat or not go vegan, do not, go at them for it, because there's nothing much. Because some people are just brought up in houses where they just eat meat every single day, every single meal they have. So, like, it's not easy to become vegan.
And eating,
it's not really something to focus on.
Eating meat doesn't make you a bad person in general. Like, don't be going around telling people that, oh yeah, this person's not nice, this person's not good, she doesn't want to save the world and all that. Because at the end of the day, when you keep on eating the same thing for so many years, stop eating it, it's going to take you a lot of time and a lot of commitment. Because it's not easy to stop. Like, you see other people eating it, you feel tempted to eat it as well, but you know you can't eat it. And it just doesn't make you a bad person in general. Like, people be seeing it in the internet, online, like on TikTok and all that. People be saying that you're a bad person for eating meat, but it doesn't make you a bad person, because at the end of the day, we're just brought up like that. Well, our parents eat meat, so they feed us meat. So we can't just reject people like that because they can't make it.
Yeah. Why do you think climate change is important?
I mean, it's important for our next generation, because, and the animals as well, they were here before us. So I feel like we're taking over the world. Like, we're not thinking about the animals that much. We're not thinking about them having a life, having a family, them having feelings as well, them having lives. Like, they're still living with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're still living this world. Like, this world doesn't only belong to us. It belongs to them as well.
So we need to take that into consideration. It's not only us.
Yeah.
Some people are generally, like, very narrow-minded. They don't think of the people. They just think of, oh, yeah, like, me. I'm not going to be there by the time it's, like, 2090, so that doesn't bother me. Like, of course, you shouldn't think about the people.
Yeah, because people don't think, like, you know, the ocean, it has increased for, like, people or something whatsoever. That now people the houses are getting flooded, there are being natural disasters, like many people are losing their homes, many people are dying because of climate change. Like, you know, last summer, you know, there was fire in ocean, yeah. Mexico, the UK, the trees were cut, they were cut to fire and all that. Like, it's ruining us. Like, it's gonna end soon. Like, I don't know how to explain it that well, but like, if you keep going like this and we don't make a change now, how are you going to make a change in the future? Well, it's going to be way worse than what it is right now. So, yeah.
Because it's like the grandchildren that is doing that. So, if you're going to be so selfish and self-centered, that, don't bother me. But what about your grandchildren? People with your blood, people with your genes, your genetics. And you're like, it doesn't bother me, but it's your children. Your children's children, your children's children's children. So, it's just goes on like a marathon. You cannot just think with yourself.
Yeah, we're just living in the present right now. We don't think about the future. We don't think about what will happen to other people. Even if we're dead, right? Are you trying to die being known as the person who you didn't try? At least, when I grow up and I die, I want to be dead. I don't want to be dead. You get what I'm saying? I want people to know me as, someone who cared. Like, even if I couldn't achieve what I wanted to achieve, at least I know people saw the way I was trying my best. I was trying my hardest to make my next generation be proud of me, to make my next generation have a better life than I do.
Yeah. How long do you think it would take for climate crisis to end?
I don't think it will ever end. That's
true.
It can't end, like, it happens, it can't end. We can make it decrease, but it can't end. It's there just to be there, you get what I'm saying? But like, yeah, we can just make it decrease a little. I don't think we can make a big change because we didn't think about it. We didn't think about it when it was happening. Now that it's getting a little bit serious, that it's getting a little bit more serious now, and it's actually affecting us a lot. Just I don't feel like it's always.
Yeah, because climate change has always been around. It's just not been severe or bad. Because, like, in the olden times, you know, they didn't have cars, vehicles like you do now. They didn't use as much factories. Like, during the Industrial Revolutions, that put a lot of gas in the air, which is the peak for gases and pollution in the air. So, you know. What can you do to help climate change?
Stand up for it. Like, if you believe in this, stand up for it. Like, if you're vegan and you want to provide for the people that what you're doing is good, and you want to make other people join your community, stand up for it. Have a voice. Own up to it. Like, don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be thinking. Like, obviously you're gonna get judged, but like, you know, let's use high school as an example, okay? You know, you're always gonna be judged for what you do. Like, imagine, you know, if Okay, you know, in high school, when you get new braids and you start wearing makeup in like in your seventh, a lot of people are going to judge you. They're going to say that you're doing too much. That, oh, yeah, you're trying to seek for attention, that you're being a pickney, that you've been, you know. You and I know a lot of people in our high school who, like, you know, have been called a pickney.
People are always going to be judging you, whatever you do.
It doesn't matter what you do. But if you don't do, if you don't wear makeup, if you don't wear mascara, if you don't wear lip gloss, if you don't do your eyelashes, if you don't do your hair properly, like, you know, body, exactly. If you don't do it, people are going to say, if you put more effort, you're going to look like this. You should put more effort.
You don't wear makeup, you're ugly. If you do wear makeup,
you don't wear makeup, you're ugly.
You do too much.
Yeah, because me in primary school, I didn't wear mascara. I was embarrassed to let my hair down. I always had my hair in a ponytail. I didn't have lip gloss on, like, nothing. I had nothing on my face. But like, when I came to high school, I felt like I had to do it. It's not that, oh yeah, you can do it if you want to. I felt like I had to do it. Because I feel like if I don't do it, people will see me as, you know. Because obviously no one wants to be known as the relevant one. No one wants to be known as, oh yeah, you get me. Like, people, I personally want to be known as a good person. I don't want people to know me as mean girls. That's what they call, or as my family. But that's what, like, everyone's gonna judge you. It doesn't matter what you do, they're gonna judge you. So might as well just stand up to it. Don't listen to what they're saying, listen to yourself. Make yourself feel better about what you do. Don't let other people's opinions be affected.
What is your opinion on people who ignore the people who tell them to do the right thing? So, like, what is your opinion on the people who be rude to the people who tell people to do the right thing?
I feel like if you don't want to do it, don't do it. It's not by force. They're not forcing. They're not about to kill you. You get what I'm saying? If you don't want to do it, just ignore it and be you. Just be you. Be your own thing. What you feel like doing. Don't be hating on other people's beliefs. And yeah, just be you.
Yeah. What do you think that wars impacted climate change, like World War One, World War Two, like how they let out gases in the air, bombs? Do you think that affected it?
Yeah, it did. Because probably if that never happened right now, or climate change would have been a little bit, but it would be a lot better than what it is now. But it won't have the same effects it has today. But at the end of the day, back then it wasn't that severe. People didn't consider it that much. It wasn't something you will see in the news. It wasn't something you see people talking about. So at the end of the day, I can't blame them. Because they didn't know it was going to cost this in the future. They didn't know it was going to have such consequences. But yeah.
Because you can't really blame them, but at the same time, it's not the best, you know, approach to it. Do you think climate change is caused by humans?
Yes, I feel like it's caused by us, because if we never did what we did, if we didn't be the, like, you know, the factories and all that stuff, if we never did it, if we never created it, the world wouldn't have taken this things would have gotten this far. Maybe climate change would still be a thing, but it wouldn't be what it is now. And you know, animals that are getting extinct, like the pandas, like what's it called again? Sloths, not elephants, giraffes, they're slowly going away. Like, yes, we have to own up to it, but like, how? This is the problem, is how can you make, how can one person, like Greta Thunberg, how can one person change everything that's up?
But I do see that there is actually a lot of progress. Like, for example, there's something called COP26 or something like that, where people are looking at climate change to help it. There's Team Seas with Mark Rober and Mr. Beast. Like, many people are coming together to help with climate change because people are actually opening their eyes. They're becoming woke because they're seeing, like, the stuff that climate change is affecting. But it's doing massive. It's because people are under their roofs of their houses, watching TV or on their phone and reading books. Does not mean whatever else is happening outside of their house does not happen. So just because you don't know about it doesn't mean that they don't happen. So some people just need to genuinely wake up. So do you think personally you have something to do with climate change?
Yes, true.
Do you think that you have something to do with climate change?
Yes. I think so. But at the end of the day, it's not really my fault because this is the way I was brought up. Like, you know the way they say that your adults reflect the actions your parents do, it reflects on me. Like, it reflects on so I feel like it reflected on me. Because, you know, I'm African, you know, most of our traditions food have, like, a lot of meat. Like, meat pie, all that stuff is a lot of meat, sugar, and all that stuff. So that's the way I was brought up. I was brought up to be this person I am today. So I was always fed with meat and all that. And you know, my mom, my mom's not skinny. My sister's not skinny. And I'm the skinny one in my family. So me not eating meat is going to make my mom start thinking that, oh yeah, I'm not healthy enough. That, oh yeah, I need to eat more and all that. So yeah, I feel like if I stopped eating meat, I won't have that much to do with climate change. But yeah, I also need to recycle a lot because I don't take food I know I'm not gonna eat. I don't waste food at all. Like last year I didn't waste food, like never, haven't wasted food, and this year I haven't wasted food either. So I don't have that much to do with climate change, but I'm trying my best to work to, get involved that much.
Yeah, same, like, because generally, like, if you think about it, of course children or teenagers, they have something to do with climate change, like buses, like, for example, let's go more into school buses then. School buses, there are only children and the driver on school buses. If there was no children, there'd be no school bus. No point in it. What's the point?
Yeah.
So they would just remove school buses. You know, less pollution in the air from the bus. Let more people eat meat, because since children, they don't have the choice to become vegan most of the time. So they're just brought up to eat meat. So children eating meat. If there was no children eating meat, you know, there would be less of an impact with killing animals and stuff like that. So it all just links up together. Not maybe, because personally myself, I've not actually really done much or committed to climate change. Like, I've not done anything severe that actually has a big impact. Like, I didn't get some big bomb or something like that, put it in the middle, then let out a bunch of fumes and stuff like that. So, of course, just because I've not made a little, I mean, not big impact, doesn't mean I've not made a little impact. How severe do you think climate change is?
I don't think that it's so severe, but I feel like it is severe. Like, it is serious. Yeah. It is something we should be taking action on. But I don't think I don't think I've gone to that point where, like, we have to leave countries and all that. I mean, it has a little, but, like, it's not that severe. It is a little bit. Yeah, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like, it's not that big severe, but
yeah,
it's at high time we actually have to do something about it. Because if we don't do anything now, then we'll get to that point where it's big.
Nah, the problem is that if we don't do it, who's gonna do it?
Yeah. Because if everyone has the same mindset to not do it,
yeah,
then no one else will do it, no one will start.
So I feel like parents should use their kids like an option to choose what they want to eat.
Yeah.
I mean, I know not all parents are the same. Some of them do give their kids an option to what to eat and all that. But another
something called like the civilian effect, or it's called the bystander effect, which means, say something happened, say like, you know, yeah, for example, someone was getting killed on yeah the street, and there's a bunch of people watching.
Yeah.
It would only take one person to step in and do something, and everyone else will join. That's called the bystander effect.
Oh.
So it only takes one person to step in, and then everyone, like, it just in your mindset, it's psychological. People will actually come in and join in to help you. Like,
yes,
for example, George Floyd. If someone joined in, like, to help him, more people would have, of course, came in to help. Because that's the bystander effect. But I've seen a video on it.
Yeah, I've seen the video. It just, since no one took action, okay, because if you see someone doing something, you know what they tell us in class? You know when we go to school and they'll be like, oh, just because one person did this, doesn't mean you got to do it as well.
Yeah.
No, that's what the teachers always been, at least that's me. That's what the teachers have always been telling me since like one and all that. They always tell me that just because one person does something doesn't mean you got to do it as well, because you don't know the consequences that person can get from that action. So, I feel like, yeah, it's true. Because let's use beauty terms right now. No, when someone does something new and other person likes it, like, for example, you know Kim Kardashian, mm-hmm, got plastic surgery to make her body look good, mm-hmm, like make her look sick. So other people, like one person saw her body and said that, oh yeah, I like it as well, so let me go get it. And when that one person does it, other people gonna try to do it as well, because it's the beauty standard. Like, if you do it, people are going to think that, oh yeah, you look good, this is me, like, people are going to be proud of you. And like, how should I say, you know, girls, like, well, not all of them, but most of the girls will dress up for boys to feel like, oh yeah, we look good. We want approval from the boys. And we want guys, even if we don't like the guy, we want guys to ask out, so then after we can just reject them, like, not reject them, but like, you know, a guy asking us out is gonna make you feel pretty, it's gonna make you feel wow.
Yeah, sometimes it's just generally like for yourself, like you'll feel
yeah,
comfortable,
you just feel
like
for yourself,
it.
Exactly. So it's gonna, a guy, like, I look good, I was looking good. So if that one person sees it, that means every other guy sees it as well. And yeah, it's just gonna make you, just gonna make you feel beautiful, it's gonna make you feel. So yeah, I feel like if one person does something, other people will try to join in as well. But if one person doesn't do it, other people won't do it as well.
Yeah. So which country do you think impacts climate change negatively the most?
USA.
True. I think it is actually USA too. I think it's USA and China.
Yeah, China a lot, because China uses a lot of electricity. Yeah. China uses a lot of electricity for, like, to make objects, to make our life easier. So yeah, I feel like it's China and USA. Tokyo's not that much involved, but still has, like, I feel like every country has impacted climate change. But like, the two countries that have impacted climate change the most is USA, China, and probably Tokyo and Japan.
Yeah, okay, if you think about it, you know, most of the things you see are made in China, but
yeah,
think about it, for like stuff that would like feed or fill 7.9 billion people plus, because people make duplicate of objects. So think about it, there's like probably like 30 billion, 50 billion, 100 billion stuff that are made in China. Imagine how much gas is going into the air. And if, like, you can't even count to 1 million, so think about it, 7.9.
Yeah, the carbon.
I mean, 100 billion, that's so much. It'd be absolutely a lot. So, do you think that the climate change convincing helps, or do people just ignore it?
I really don't know how to answer that question.
So I think that when people try to convince people in the climate change, like some people, they just, a lot of the time they ignore it. Like if someone told me, become vegan today, of course I would still decline the offer. So generally, like, there is of course some people who would of course stop. But broadly, most people, if someone said, oh, stop driving and take a bike instead, or oh, stop eating or eat less meat, people wouldn't do that. So people just take the message for granted.
Humans, I feel like humans, not all humans, obviously. I don't want to be. Yeah. So I feel like humans are just, sometimes we're just selfish.
Yeah.
We don't think about our actions, we think about the way it benefits us. Like, we don't think about the way that can affect other people. We only think about us and the pleasure it gives us to do what we're doing. So, yeah, I feel like, obviously, if a person comes to me right now, like, exactly like you said, if they come to me right now saying that, oh, yeah, he should become vegan, I'll obviously ignore it. I won't really think much of it because I know that I can't be vegan. I don't want to be vegan. It's my choice, my personal choice. And I don't feel like I have that much of a choice, but yeah. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. So yeah, I wouldn't become vegan. If someone comes to me right now saying that, oh no, you should become vegan, I'll say no. Like, I won't say no, probably I'll just ignore you. Like, you can't just tell me what to do. You can't convince me, you can't, like, you know the way people trying to put religion on other people. You know the way people trying to provide, like, when, me, I'm Christian right now, but like, I'm trying to make other people, like, I'm not trying to make other people, yeah, I am, but, like, actually, I'm not trying to force you into my religion. I'm just trying to teach you about my religion. Like, I'm trying to tell you, well, this is what my religion does, this is why you should join it. I'm not telling you that you have to, I'm saying that you could join it if you want to. So, like, you can't just go around telling people, force people to be vegan. Like, who does that? You can't, you just, it's not, well, it's not cool. It's not something to do.
So, do you think that smoking and drugs impacts climate change?
I don't know about drugs, but I know that smoking does affect it. Because a lot of people smoke, especially back then, in the 1980s or something like that. Yeah. But, like, it's now reducing because people start to vape. People don't smoke that much, they vape now. So it's not really affecting climate change that much, but it's still affecting you.
Yeah. Like, because people have switched, actually. I've not even seen someone smoke in a while, actually. I just noticed. I've not seen someone actually smoking cigarette in a while.
It's only, like, few people. The only people I've seen smoking cigarettes are, like, you know, people that...
Usually younger, so smoke vapes.
Yeah, people that are on their 50s, 60s. That's the only people I've seen vaping right now. But smoking. But, like, vaping, I always see, you know, people, like, you know, yeah, people that are, like, 12, 15, 15, other people. They just vape.
Yeah. I personally, I feel like people think it's cool. It's not
I feel like they feel like they have to do it. Like, it's not making you popular, you know what I'm saying? It's not making you move. Like, it's not gonna make people look at you differently. You smoking.
People are gonna think that's, like, some cool trend, but at the same time, it can't be a trend.
It's because not a trend.
They are gonna be the ones addicted. So it can't be a trend if you're gonna keep doing it.
Every single action you do has its own consequences. So what you do now, you might think other people look at you and think that, oh yeah, look at this girl, wow, she's so cool, she's so great, she's so confident.
Yeah.
Look at the way she, like, vaping, she can't even vape, she can do this, look at the way she's wearing fake eyelashes, all this stuff. Like, it's not making you cool down. It's really not making you cool down. Cool down.
Yeah, like, no one's gonna be doing that.
At this age, you're already doing such things. Like, if you're doing it now, what are you gonna do in the future? What are you gonna do when you're 16?
Yeah. And it won't really look good on your digital footprint.
Yeah,
because when you're on a job and you're there taking pictures of you when you're like 13, 14, 12 with a cigarette in your hand when you're applying for a job, because they still go through your social medias and they still search you up and find you. That won't look good on your job interview. That's one thing. How do you think climate change affects everyday people?
You know, because in other countries, like other countries that don't have the natural resources we have, like, I think that affects them more. Like, yeah, it does. Like, you know, let's use Nigeria, my home country. So, you know, Nigeria, climate change affects Nigeria a lot because, you know, it doesn't rain a lot. It's just so sunny. Like, Africa is so sunny. Like, it's most of the place, like, there's sand everywhere.
I think it's like the equator.
Yeah, the equator. Because that, is it closer? Yeah, they're closer to the equator. They're closer to the equator. So, climate change affects us this way. Like, you know, when you get your house, when your house is flooded, especially in winter. Because, you know, I saw news around the way, you know, snow, the way it affected USA, and they couldn't go to work. They couldn't use the cars. It was just so snow. It was so cold. So yeah, it hasn't affected me so far. But I can see online that it affects other people.
Should art be done on tablets and devices rather than paper? Since we use a lot of paper. So do you think that art should be on tablets and devices instead?
Yeah, I know it's not because we use. I know it's not good either way, because to draw on paper, like, we cut off the trees, but to draw online, we use electricity, which is not good. It's good to use electricity, but it's not that good if you take it for advantage. So it's bad either way. But I think it's better to use, like, if you do your homework online. It's not as easy as when you do it on paper, but like, might as well just try your best, because you, like, right now, as I said before, it doesn't affect me, but like, it affects other people. Don't always be thinking about you, thinking about other people as well. Like, the world is not only about you and what you see.
Some people just generally don't realize that people are so self-centered and focused on themselves. If we stopped producing paper, then supplies will go down. Do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I feel like I agree with this statement differently.
You know, like, because if people stop producing paper, then do you think supplies will go down? Like, do you think less stuff will be produced?
I feel like, less stuff will be produced. Yeah. Because, you know, paper is also useful. Even so. Yeah, it is useful. Like,
because paper is used for a lot of things, like printing, drawing, writing.
For the homeless people that don't have enough money, for the poor people that don't have enough money to, like, well, not poor people, but like, for the people that don't earn enough to, like, get tablet or get iPad or get a phone and all that. You have to think about them as well, because how are they gonna do their homework? How are they gonna do what they have to do? Because some people, like, it's not easy to get, like, right now, what I'm using right now to chat with you and do this thingy, right? Yeah, I'm using my phone to do it right now, but not a lot of people can afford a phone. So, like, I'm also thinking about them, because I know that not everyone can have what I have.
Yeah. So if the population decreased, do you think climate change will ease down?
Yes, a lot. Yeah. We have more natural resources. it won't really affect. If we have more food, because there won't be that that much amount of people to feed.
Do you think that overpopulation is the cause for climate change?
Depends.
But it still have something to, you know, do with it in a way. So yeah, do you think healthcare is impacting climate change?
No. I don't think healthcare is impacting climate change like that. Not in a bad way. No, it's not really. It's just helping other people.
If you had no healthcare,
yeah, you'll all die at a young age.
Yeah. And then it won't really be that. So, you know, because if we had, like, the healthcare, I feel like the only way someone would actually think that it's affecting it is if, you know, like, maybe, like, I don't know if, like, maybe factories, how people, like, scientists, factory this, factory that, I don't know. I don't know if they make healthcare products in factories. But maybe that's why someone would think that. If climate change still existed in 2050, what do you think would happen?
That could have actually been, wow. In 2050, like, I can see people are already planning. It's 2022 right now, and a lot of people are planning a lot of, like, using more electricity in the future. Like, making flying cars, making robots, making, you know what you want to transport to other places, right? Yeah, so I want to make that easier and all that. But people are not thinking that electricity affects climate change a lot. So by 2050, I feel like climate change will be severe.
Yeah, and they've also got, like, you know, electric cars, I think.
Yeah.
But that is actually better for the environment than the ones we use now with gas. So do you think that animals play a part in climate change?
I don't feel like they have that much. They're not that much involved. They're not that involved in climate change.
No, I don't really think. I mean, they don't do anything, I guess. Maybe poo? Yeah. I don't know if poo affects it, but okay. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like the only bad thing is that they eat each other and it makes the animals extinct. But, like, they don't really have a huge part in climate change.
But they actually kind of make climate change better. Like, they kind of, like, help it at the same time.
Yeah, like,
people will think, oh, if we kill animals, climate change just kills animals too. So the people will be like, oh, animals? No, they don't need to kill animals. And then people start helping climate change because they care about the animals. So it motivates people to continue fighting against climate change. Which is good. How is climate change affecting the ocean?
The ocean. You know, plastics. That it is affecting the ocean a lot, because, you know, last year in Mexico, the ocean caught fire. It was around the world in the news. Like, everyone was just thinking about it, especially in school. The teachers were like, "Wow, look what's going on here," and all that. So yeah, it is the ocean, the plastic, and it's affecting the marine animals. That's the way you see it.
Yeah, it's like marine animals.
Yeah. So, it is.
Because, yeah.
You know, animals, when you feed them, they don't see what you give them to eat. They don't see that what they're eating is bad.
Yeah. So they can't really do much about it.
They just
understand food. Different.
Yeah. So, most of the time, they just, they die.
Yeah. Does deforestation contribute to climate change?
Fish or what?
Does deforestation contribute to climate change?
Let me ask your opinion first. What do you think?
So, I think climate change, I mean, deforestation, well,
yeah,
it does actually do have some things to climate change, because it does do something, because with people cutting down trees, they do it for paper, and they do it to build factories, which let out gas in the air. And for paper, you know, more people using paper and stuff like that, recycling, people do not... So, next question. Do you think that climate change affects our food and farming production?
Yes, because no natural resources, like, yeah, affects it because no when it floods, no when, yeah, when it floods, right? You know, the plants don't grow as much as they used to, and yeah, the people don't, not, it's not, it's just not the same, you know, so, like, it stops growing. And or it takes a lot of time to grow. And then, you know, when it's too dry, you know when the sun is, yeah, it's a lot harder to like grow stuff as well. And it dries the fruits and the vegetables and all that. And it's harder to feed the animals that produce what feed, that, you know, the cows and all that. It's harder to make them produce.
Is so do you know who the or what the UN is?
UN.
Yeah, like United Nations. You know what they are?
I learned it in primary school, but like, I forgot. Yeah,
I don't really know much of it too, but do you think the UN or like okay, do you think like the Prime Minister of the UK or you know, the political leaders, the people and stuff? Do you think they're doing anything about climate change?
I don't feel like they're doing a lot to change what's going on. But I feel like they're doing something. They're not trying their best to make it stop, to make it decrease. But at least they're doing something. They're doing something because the population they want they're asking for change now. They're not asking for change like in 3-5 years, they're asking for the change right now. So obviously, he has to do it, or he'll get like, yeah, you get me? Like, people will stop,
people will stop counting on him.
Yeah, they'll stop counting on him and stuff. Like, they won't count on him, and they won't feel like he's a good leader for the country.
Yeah, so do you know who Mark Rober is?
No.
You know who Mr. Beast is?
Yeah.
So, Mark Rober. Is this YouTuber guy? He just makes YouTube videos. Mr. Beast and Mark Rober have this thing that I'm talking about called Team Seas, where it's a website. I think it's teamseas.org. Yeah. And then you donate.
Is it to recycle stuff?
Yeah, I think it's like to donate.
Yeah, the recycle.
And then pick up trash, recycle.
Yeah.
You know, help. Yeah, so they're both working together to do that. So, do you think the people like Mark Rober and Mr. Beast are doing more of an impact?
Yeah, they are. They're taking it seriously. Like, they take it's in one of their ambitions. Like, they're taking it seriously. At the end of the day, it's just bad. Like, it's really bad. It got to a point where the government has to pay people money just to take trash.
Yeah. Like, that's just crazy.
Just like wow, like you could do that without money. Why do you have to get people?
I know. Like, I don't know why people
have to get paid.
To the fact that I don't know. It's crazy. What do you think is the most dangerous thing about climate change?
It affecting like, animals. I feel like the worst part of it all is it affects the animals. Because if you start with, you know the animals we know today, you know probably in like 5 years, 10 years, you will get from them anymore.
Yeah. And I think that because, you know, climate change, since it's coming, becoming increasingly hotter, and it gets really hot, it's starting wildfires, like California, Australia, I think in Turkey, there was one, like,
Mexico,
Mexico, all over the place. So that's killing people, destroying homes, you know, it's all going down because people are so lazy to actually stop and do something. Which is kind of bizarre and crazy. What do you think the world will be like when climate change ends? Or goes down?
I feel like the world would be a better place for all of us, especially the animals as well. Because I feel like the animals are suffering the most because obviously they don't have a voice.
The animals, they have no clue what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. They can't come to you and be like, "Oh, help me! I need help from this and that." You get what I'm saying? So I feel like it's gonna be a better place for all of us. Like we won't have to worry about all the things we're worrying about right now. Like most of us are probably in a good way and better somewhere. We just keep. I feel bad for her. I don't feel bad for her, but like at the same time, I do. Because for someone to be fighting for something so big for so long, and people just don't listen to her, you feel like you're weak. You get me? You feel like you're like just a bunch of attention to me. So I feel bad for her. So I want climate change to, like, if climate change ever gets to a point where it stops, I'd be so happy for her because she accomplished what she wanted in life, and she got what she wanted in life.
Yeah. Can climate change become fatal in 50 years time?
Faith what?
Do you think that climate change can become fatal in 50 years time?
No.
So do you think that people start dying because of climate change in 50 years
time? Yeah, I think so. Because if it's not fatal now, why would it be fatal in 50 years?
Yeah, because like it's becoming increasingly hotter, wildfires, people die to the fires. So
we have to move to, like, if it gets so bad, we have to move from one country to another just to survive.
Like sunburn. Like I think sun poisoning is something.
Something
like that. It's getting really, really hot. So we're heading up to the last three questions now. Can deforestation, like, you know, cutting the trees down a lot, become fatal or could be killed by in 100 years' time?
Yeah, I think so, probably.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Because if you're cutting the trees down, to make people, to do factories that are letting gas out in the air.
But that's only if we take it seriously now. If we don't take it, it depends. Because if we don't take action now, in the future, obviously nothing's gonna get better. Everything's just gonna be bad. It's not gonna go the way we expect it to go. But like if we keep going and we don't look back and just focus on the future and change your mindset and stop being selfish and thinking only about you and be more open-minded and start thinking about other people as well, I feel like we may actually make it in 100 years.
Should you go vegan because of climate change?
Me?
Like, just generally, do you think, I don't really agree with the, because people say you should go vegan, but I feel like that's not the right approach. For people should be like, you should eat less meat,
like us, do you want to become vegan? Explain to us, like, show us what being a vegan is.
Yeah, educate someone about it, don't give a bad impression.
Yeah, exactly, if you give a bad impression, we want to be a vegan, you know what I'm saying?
As a vegan teacher and stuff, terrible at it.
And
that leads me on to the next question, which is the last question, which is, what is your opinion on the vegan teacher?
The vegan. Wow. Just the problem, like, wow. We're actually be trying to compare vegan to being racist, supporting LGBTQ, being homophobic. Oh, are you like, the girl's not over. that woman needs to go retire. I'm not joking. Like that, she needs to go retire. She's doing.
She looks like she's crippling to this point.
Take a break, bro.
She looks like she'll never survive a Popeye's biscuit. She looks like Sprite can kill her.
Yeah, bro. Just that woman is just, nah, like, why are you make on the bum with this song saying that, oh yeah, just me, so look at me, kill animals. Like, I'm not the one killing them. Like, it's not me. I'm just eating them, I'm not killing them. Like, they're already dead. I'm eating the dead. I mean, not like that, you get. I was just, they're already dead, it's not me eating them, just me eating them. Like, yeah, they're gonna die. They're already dead, so I thought they're gonna eat them. So, I don't know why.
I think people think it as if you eat them, the people will make more or kill more for people to eat. Like, that's what they think of.
Like, the woman just turned vegan 2 years, 3 years ago and on about chatting. Like, she ate meat before. Why is she coming for people that are eating meat now?
Yeah. Like, she gave veganism a very bad impression. Because when people when people hear vegan, people think of a vegan teacher and how people vegans are fussy, this, that. Like, she basically created a stereotype for veganism and people within veganism culture.
Like, the way she just look at the way people are making memes about her, she's still going. Like, obviously, I'm not saying that it's not going, but like, bro, like, think, okay, so it's one person hitting the view, like, okay, it doesn't matter because someone's always gonna judge. But like, if it's a whole community judging you, that obviously you gotta stop, look at yourself and think, bro, where am I going wrong? Like, what should I change about this and that? The girls, the woman's to be going,
she's coming for big companies, like, for example, McDonald's, KFC. McDonald's makes more money than her. McDonald's can literally pay a hitman to assassinate her. Like, bro, McDonald's, KFC, they're way higher than you. They make more money than you. They could literally pay someone to kill you. They make way more money than you do, or you would have.
Exactly. Bro, they can make more money than you make in, like, one,
they can make more money than you can in a day, than you can ever. So, you know. So, yeah, that is the end of this podcast episode. And at the end of the podcast, I always say a beautiful quote. And all the quotes are made by me at the top of my head and stuff like that. So, season 2, episode 6's quote is, climate change is a problem in need of fixing. Corona is out, so stop mixing. And that's the quote of this episode. So yeah. Anna, what did you think of it? Because I didn't feel pretty good, nice episode. Good. So Anna.
Yeah?
What did you think of it?
What did I think of what? Sorry.
Today's episode. How did you think it went? It was good. How? What you like?
I think it was really fun and it was interesting. It's something I would obviously do again because you know, it's a Saturday. I have nothing to do, so it kept me really busy, and I learned a lot of stuff by this podcast. So yeah, I like it.
Yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode, season 2, episode 6. If you did, not forget to subscribe to my podcast. Check out the YouTube channel, MirastarYT, MirastarYT space YT on YouTube. Hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye.